Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Cross her. It's like, oh shit, well, damn, you 26.
No. They met each other because she had a documentary on her, like a quick documentary. He wrote her on Instagram and said, I love your story. I fell in love with you. And I would love to meet you. They connected and they kicked it off. And they're the same age. I think he like 31, she's 26.
But she looks fine.
So he's a pedophile.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That sucks, man. Because
she's
like grown.
He has to
keep saying, no.
This was his out.
He's like, oh, I'm holding this woman's hand.
Right.
But she's actually 26.
Right.
I'm kissing this woman
that.
In
he
public.
He found the loophole.
But she's actually 26.
he found the loophole.
But here's the thing. In some of these pictures, she looks older. She doesn't look like, she don't look like no kid here. She just looks little.
But that's also with a bunch of makeup on those promo shots.
Like that doesn't look like a kid.
That's also without him next to her. When you put him next to her,
I
it's
have
like,
to see her living and breathing before I can make an assessment.
Like she doesn't look like a kid.
Because is that her in the red shirt?
And down the little.
Snap. She's just little though.
Yeah, she's just little.
Because 13 year olds ain't even that little.
Still, I don't care if she's just little. If I am 26 and she is 26.
Me personally, I know I could never get over the visual.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm already a visual guy anyway.
Right.
What if you fell in love with her on Instagram and you seen her in person? You was like, oh,
I'm gonna fade out.
I'm gonna fade out.
You still see it on Instagram.
Because she doesn't look like
she
just
bypass that.
Nah, she just uses a camera.
She just little.
Everything's down.
She knows her angles.
Yeah. The family's always
the first pictures
the
I saw, she looked like a child.
Yeah.
But now she just looks little.
Yeah.
She's
but like, still, you gonna have to fight the world to prove that.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, this is what you always
sick.
Want.
Sick.
You piece of shit.
You found a loophole.
Listen. Well,
this is what you always
listen,
want.
Listen, if you were a pedophile and you're like, I hate this life. I like little girls. Damn it. I don't want to be like this.
Yeah.
How old?
That's logic.
That's
comes from
it.
The back room.
He's waiting for what's the dude's name? Chris Hansen.
Because and then honestly, you'd have to say, good for you for fighting those urges and getting.
You figured it out.
Yeah, you figured it out.
You found like, the one for you.
Yeah. Well, you're in the forefront, bro.
What
if you have pedophilic.
Yeah,
that's your energy, but you fight it. You've never acted on it. I gotta applaud you.
And then they did a little person
because you've never
to control,
never
yeah.
acted on it, but you just fighting yourself.
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't this sounds really crazy? Why don't pedophiles go for little people?
Wait, but what?
I know they're not. I know. I'm thinking like. Wait.
Every little person don't.
It's not about
every little
height.
Person don't look young.
No, I'm talking about.
It's not about height.
Y'all can
some little people
face.
Have pranty booties.
I mean, I was like, why?
What? Everything is off the rails right now.
It's off the rails.
Chatsworth, what like... we're talking about is.
Let me see. Wait for how it started. Tell me how it started.
So Dion brought up a girl that looks like she's about 13, but she's 26, and she found love.
She's on a TLC show.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we were asking, is it weird?
She found love with a reg. Isn't that what they call them? Regs?
Yeah, no
regs.
Chomo. No chomo.
A regular person?
She just know. Found love with a grown man.
But we
got to
label
right.
her,
but
too.
She looks like
right.
she's 13.
Mm-hmm. And so Dion said, is that weird? And is he wrong? Because she's an adult. She just looks young. So we were saying, morally, she's an adult. Like,
right.
You know, that's, I think it's weird, but it's not wrong.
Yeah.
And then Chaz brought up his point.
He found a loophole, baby.
I just fear if they break up, like, he's not gonna find another.
No. And then that's when he goes for
that. That might not be his flavor, though.
No. I'm sorry.
That might not be his thing. I gotta look at his dating history.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's wild.
He might have just fell in love with her.
Yeah,
that might, he
saying.
Might not have a fetish.
Yeah.
When when you fall in love through Instagram, I'm like, you're sort of fetishizing.
Through a documentary?
Yeah,
that was a thing. He's like, oh,
what if he fell in love with her story?
No, because it wasn't Instagram.
She checks the boxes.
Right. He saw her story.
Yeah.
So that's different.
Reached out to her.
Because you're getting to know the person through however they shot it.
Yeah.
They're going to highlight the personality and who they are.
And she's talented too.
People do be following her.
No, what does she do?
I'm not going to shoot my shot at a 26-year-old that's still up on her mama's hip being carried around and shit. Nah.
But her mom was carrying
I'm guessing on the pictures it looked like.
But yeah, now
she in the stroller.
All right, maybe I made that up.
Maybe I made that up.
Okay. I'm not.
She's like Kirsten Dunst in the Interview with a Vampire. Just stuck.
Yeah.
But
somebody's
100 years old
in the chat said they broke up already.
Oh, they already broke
now
up.
Damn, he gonna
he was fighting for his life. Then he was like, "Damn it, man, this is my girl. She's 26. Please believe me."
He was getting hit over the head with bottles, and they was out.
What? Someone said, "What if she was a pedo and dating kids that look like her age, but no one would question it?"
Yeah, we would.
No, but no one, like, you didn't know who she was.
Oh, but we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what if she was, like, not that she is, but what if she was.
That's a crazy plot twist.
That would be, like,
plot twist.
You ever seen the movie The Orphan? Mm-mm. When that woman, she was an orphan, but she's actually a grown woman?
I don't think I saw it, but yeah. I remember.
So she was in the orphanage, but she was, like, 40 years old.
That's crazy.
And she was, like, you know, going after the dad, trying to, like, hey, why don't you like me? Don't you like me?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Forcing herself on him and stuff like
that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Who played the role? Was they grown?
Yeah.
What sick bastard wrote that movie?
Jesus.
She was actually a grown woman. She probably had the same disease. But she looks like a child.
Condition.
Same condition. Yeah.
Condition.
Yeah. What is that?
You said condition.
Damn, yo, I'm about to get canceled.
We're fine.
Nah, it's all
right. And we ain't been canceled by now.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Condition. No, I've learned that.
Is it the orphanage or orphan?
Orphan. The orphan.
Orphan.
You see 2009? Yeah, you see it, right?
Yeah, you see it.
He said, "Who played?"
Oh, that's
the
out
room?
Now.
No, that's is a remake. Is a Orphan came in 2009, but then they have another one that they did like a reborn.
Was her name Esther?
That's too fast for a I just feel like
not reborn, but as in like they got how she got in the orphanage.
Oh, they did a prequel.
Yeah, because this one how she got out with a family.
Okay,
from the 2009 one, and then he said, "Who played the role?"
So she was only 12.
The girl who actually played it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot for a 12-year-old to play, yo.
And she was hollering at the dude in the movie?
No, that's man. I don't think this is right, yo.
She said she was born in 97. Yeah. If it came out in 2009.
Man, why are you always looking for receipts,
but,
man?
Wait, I mean, but it might be the other one. Which one did you see?
Yeah, I think it might have been
Don't be switching it up now.
Look, it's like,
because he said there's two of them. Which one did you see?
There's another one.
Who let that kid do that wrong,
Tony? I hate Tony's receipts, man.
I'm just saying.
It's not even we looked it up. We wanted to see it.
I know. I hate that you look up stuff, man.
You're
like,
inaccurate, man.
I know. You got this roll with me sometimes, yo.
Nah, man.
I know I'd be lying. I'd be freestyling, okay?
We look like fools if we roll with
David Red says, see, I told y'all Dion be lying.
Hey, man, y'all chill out, man. Have some donuts, yo.
Have some donuts.
Yeah, she was little, though.
Oh, them donuts front and center in the camera.
We back with another episode of Daddy Issue. Homer Simpson would love this episode.
The donuts.
Look like the donuts he be eating. That black one right there,
that's the one you want?
That's the blueberry, right?
That's my. I don't know if it's blueberry, but that's my flavor, right? I like cake donuts.
Is it vegan?
Oh, probably not.
I doubt those. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I like Tangerine's shirt. She says, I'm 98% vegan. 2% mind your business. So I'm going to be a perfect
what's the 2%?
Down low. Yeah.
2%
I still haven't
business.
Had a cronut. Where do you find the cronuts at? Mm. Y'all had a cronut
I
yet?
Love cronuts, what is, man. What is the one you kind of peel off?
It's like the croissant donut.
Oh, yeah, no. I saw buddy. B. Lou eating one in Nashville, though.
Did he finish it?
He finished one.
Huh.
Yeah.
He didn't finish his other meals I seen.
He was like, it tastes like bread. You keep saying it.
You
it
keep peeling like off. Bread. You keep peeling off, man. It's
you don't just bite it.
It tastes like bread.
It's So it's like flaky, so you can kind of peel off the layers of the cronut.
But I mean, there's just like,
but you could bite it, on the but top, it's not fun. Right? You have fun with
I thought it was a bear claw, bro.
These donuts are not for us, by the way. Y'all. Nah, they was partying. They don't get excited. Previous
it's Pat's birthday. Pat's birthday, Pat.
Now that donut in the top left.
Oh, those ones be good.
God.
They messy as hell.
That's America.
We advertise.
Wait, which one?
This one right here.
Oh, that's yogurt. That's your guy.
Oh, wait, is that the no? That's coconut. Never mind.
Oh, it's coconut.
I thought it was a crumble.
Oh, no. It's like
crumble. I know which one you was thinking of.
I like the semen filled ones.
Hey, man,
these
have.
What is happening?
What party you been to?
It's coming out right now. Look at it.
These
that's lemon. That's
absolutely no nutritional value, but we like. I don't give a damn.
Oh yeah.
I just want to.
No, I just want them because they're dunking.
What do you mean?
They weren't dunking
at apples in it.
I just want to have a good time.
Coiler.
No, I want to have a good time.
Yeah, the
how
apple.
How come nobody ate the donuts?
No,
they had a lot of shit.
Oh, it was more. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a
problem. This is a lot of donuts.
Left. I'm definitely going to eat a donut this box on over? This.
Eat one.
I'm definitely going to eat one. I'm definitely. I didn't want to be the first fat nigga to do it. All right.
So you eat it.
Let Keon get one. Go,
I don't
go
want
for
one.
It,
bro.
Oh, get in on this.
Yeah. Somebody, yeah. I want to be the last. Let them see your face for the first time. Oh, just your hand. They seen your hand.
That's all right.
Live one with the sprinkles.
The most you guys seen of a mirror.
Because what I don't want to do is like I get into it, and next thing I'm like, I'm 3 donuts in. That nigga got none yet.
Now you blocking chances.
Let me have it facing Keon.
I just don't want him to get hard.
Pause.
Yeah, nah, man.
Pretty I good. Want him to get hard and cream filled.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now you took it
that's
to the
that's how you like it. Ain't a donut unless it's like filled. That.
That's the only way I want it in my mouth, baby.
Yeah.
In your mouth. A loud slurp right after, Craig.
Yeah, wild.
Yo, did Yo go see Beyonce?
She did. She went to Vegas to see Beyonce.
Oh, so she saw her already.
I did. I seen it, too.
You ain't go.
I seen it Friday, man. I'm serious. No,
did you really?
I did.
No, you didn't.
You be lying, man.
Yeah.
You ask me questions, man.
Nah, you can give pictures.
Yeah, did you wear silver? Did you wear silver?
Let's see the picture.
Trust for
he didn't go.
Dang, Lat, you got no trust on
him. He didn't have that sign. I mean, go. I get it.
You didn't hear that sign.
I trust you, Lat. I believe you, buddy.
My daughter went. I was going to go, but I was like, I can't do it.
She wear silver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlon went.
Did he?
He had silver pants. And he was like, wait, hold on. You had silver pants?
Why do you have
had that?
I didn't take pictures of myself, but this is where I'll see
it. Oh, man. Look at that.
You didn't have no pictures of yourself.
This is us walking in.
That's my thumb in the camera.
Okay. Let them see it. Let them see
for your daughter.
Come on, man.
I need to see your daughter or yourself in this video.
Why do you need to see me?
Because you're lying, man.
Where'd you pull that from anywhere? It's not you. Where's your kid at?
Do you have evidence?
I was the person taking pictures, man.
Or did you take by yourself? Where are the people that you know?
Who'd you go with?
All right, watch.
Where's your silver cowboy
I didn't have any. I was last minute. It was like, hey, they can't come.
Who'd you go with?
Why are we doing this, yo?
Who do you go with?
What section did you sit in?
Exactly. You just be lying.
No, I'm not lying.
What section did you sit in?
Huh?
What section did you sit in?
I don't know. I was
be on the ticket. You didn't save the ticket?
I promise you, I would not brag about doing this concert.
Sure
man.
You would.
You lied about less. You definitely lied about less.
I promise you. I can tell you all the people who came out to
fool. No, man.
Nah. We watched
everybody
it on YouTube.
Everybody can do that.
Beyonce documented that they went to see Beyonce.
You would have a ticket stub. Yeah.
Something.
I you know when you get to the point like I want to actually enjoy this. I went to the run on the run the tour. What's it called?
On the run tour.
I went to that one and I watched. Shut up. I watched. I filmed more than I actually enjoyed it. That's it. If I go to this concert, I'm actually enjoy it versus actually filming.
That's some good line you doing.
Oh yeah! Congratulations,
you are lying.
Congratulations to Lil Rel. He proposed at the concert.
Did he did.
Yeah,
she said yes.
Oh snap! She said yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I don't know if I've ever seen it for real when a woman said no in public. I don't like you'll see videos of it, but I don't know if they're real. But like, just say yes and say no later.
That's what I would do.
Like talk
I would tell you
this
no afterwards
for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to tell you in front of everybody so you don't kill me.
What do you mean?
Because in private you might be like, hold on, what you mean? No.
No, I was like,
public. Yeah, public.
Solid.
Is like, nah,
that's a solid reason.
I got all these witnesses here. Mm-hmm. You ain't doing nothing.
Plus, that's
to
on
me.
That's on you. If you, I feel like you should only be proposing with a guaranteed yes in your head.
Wait a
second. You take a chance like that, and y'all ain't had that conversation.
Wait a second.
You gambled and you lost.
How long are you dating this person? Where you think they're gonna kill you for saying no?
There's got to be signs.
Hold on.
There's got to be signs. When you go,
you'd be very surprised.
No, wait a minute. From right to left in front of all the Beyonce fans, you embarrassed me in front of B. You know, like.
Because here's my thought process goes like this, right? If I was going to ask somebody if I was like, yo, will you marry me? Right? And she goes, no. And then my thought would be like, I'm going to kill this person. My first thought would be like,
I'm a killer.
But because I'm like, yeah. I would assume they, now if it's
because
the girl.
But you're saying.
The only thing that's different is if they live together or not. This is a big thing to me because if they don't live together, then yeah, you can say no and you have the public safety. But if you live together and you tell me no in front of everybody, the level of murder goes
The level of murder.
Now I go like, you get in front of all those
and
people.
The beehives all reposting it.
Yeah, man.
And the amount of money that you pay for.
Exactly. You can't go home after that. I go like, nah, it's not going back.
That's tough, man.
Yeah. I hope you brought your pillow to this concert. She's sleeping here, buddy.
The denied
proposal. I never feel bad when people get to know. Because I'm like, that's a conversation that should have been had. You should have at least an idea. The blind no, that's on you, bro. Yeah, that's
entertain
like, what are you doing?
Idea. Well, also, people want the grandstand. People want this.
But
or it's
still,
been a while.
In a relationship, those conversations have came up.
I'm sure.
So for you to just blindly believe, I think she's going to do it, and she's on a completely different page, what's she doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So that's on you. I just take it as like, that's on you. Like, you took a risk and you lost.
I want the ladies in the chat. Would you want a public? I feel like most of them would say no. Would you like a public proposal or a private? No one's there, or you're at a stadium.
Yeah, in front of Beyonce.
Yeah,
she stopped her show.
What's on the nose?
I figured that.
I feel like most women don't want it to be in public because there's a pressure for you to say yes because you don't want to embarrass them. That happens a lot
for sure.
And I feel like dudes know that too.
And that's what I'm saying. It's manipulative. Dude,
it is. To me, I feel like it is manipulative.
I'm going to make this grand, you know what I mean? You can't say no to this.
Yeah. But also a grand gesture is, it's a good thing also. How much thought goes into it.
That's if a conversation's been had. Like, I want to.
How do you feel about us in the future?
You
got to be a husband.
For her to say no, y'all ain't talked about that at all. Y'all not on the same page. Y'all not even close. Which means, you shouldn't be getting married. Right? Yeah.
What if you had an argument that day? Like, everything's planned already.
She's like, I'm out of this shit.
But you still got it. I already paid for these tickets, so we going.
I already told Beyonce, stop the show.
Stop the show.
It's time. Everybody quiet down. I have a very specific portion.
Where's
right
Douglas?
Here.
Douglas?
You think you could be...
Keep going, babe.
You think you could be calloused enough to break up with somebody... When, like, you're like, today's the day I'm going to break up with them, and then their parent or their father died, you'd be like, I still got to do this today. Or you'd be like, I can stick around until after
you might as well stack the heartbreak.
Yeah, might as well take all this hurt in mind.
It's like Uno. You can stack the draw fours. Then you
be like this. You'd be like this. Hey, babe. No, I got to talk to you first. My dad died.
Wow. Like, damn. This is going to be the worst day of your life.
God damn. Maybe I'll
wait,
write
what's
it
the
on
news?
The
you, to
you gotta break up with
you
her.
Break, you break
you drove there to break up with her. She's like, before you say anything, I gotta tell you that my dad died.
You gotta wait, man. You gotta wait.
You gotta come back to Chicago with my funeral.
I'll be there for you.
We just not together.
Yeah.
But I'll be there.
Hey everybody, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Was
the public denial?
Yeah.
You gotta move your shoulder like this when they try this. Nah, now.
He's been here the whole step away. He flew all the way in.
I did.
Staying at a different hotel, just in case you're wondering.
And then when are you leaving? Come on, Tony. When you gonna tell her?
How much time you waiting?
That funeral.
She's broken up. It's a father. She's broken up forever.
I'm definitely not doing it when she tells me the news. I'm gonna just let the whole death proceedings take.
Sometimes that's like months.
Yeah.
She's grieving. She ain't going to work.
The grieving is the, you know, when do you get
I
it?
I need
when
you the most, man.
When you hop in, you find a good day, she's feeling good, then you hop in with her.
you know what? I processed a lot. I'm feeling pretty good about, you know,
this is right. The double whammy.
It's coming anyway, though. Like Chad said, so you wait for them to get good again, yeah. And you're like, by the way,
you go, I'm like, you know what? You work me through this.
You know,
I'm feeling more like myself.
I've been going to counseling the last couple months, right. And you. You've been my rock through all this. I don't know where I'd be. Getting through this process without you.
The keep talking. Double whammy. Keep talking.
she says all this at the Beyonce, and then she gets down on one knee. Don't you marry me?
Oh, she getting denied on that one.
Picking that song, she gonna be okay. We breaking up.
Damn.
Tony's like, no.
The double whammy.
When is the good time to hop in there? You gotta wait months and months.
No, not months and months, but god damn, man.
Either way, it's gonna suck.
Double whammy.
You have
it's gonna suck either way. I'd rather just rip the band-aid.
It happened January 1st. her dad died January 1st. When are you telling me?
Valentine's Day.
Man, you prolonging it.
You gotta wait. You gonna do it before Valentine's Day? You gonna wait till the last day?
Valentine's Day is coming.
It's right around the corner.
No matter when I tell this woman. It's lose-lose.
Exactly.
It's
lose-lose. Yeah. So you got to get it out of the way
so
right
I
now.
I would rather do it later. Because I'm going to lose either way. Because if I tell her in the moment, you going to tell me this when I find out about my dad?
But in fairness, I planned this morning.
If I'm there through the loss, to help her through the loss, then I tell her, you going to tell me after I got back on my feet? So I'm going to lose either way. I would rather lose after supporting her through the death.
Give me a date.
So I'll wait.
But the whole time you're sitting there like, this is over. And she crying, you're like,
yeah. No, because
new girl moving in.
Tears. Ain't enough tears to get
because
back,
I can
baby.
Compartmentalize shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here for your loss of your family member.
Not for
it's
your
not
love.
About the relationship.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I can compartmentalize and be like,
you're going to skip over the date, huh? You going to give me a date?
Well, it depends on how long the funeral will take.
No, I'm talking about January 1st, the dad died.
Uh-huh.
When are you telling her?
After the funeral.
Okay. Immediately after.
January 7th.
Not as they throw the third on this cast.
They moving in, they lowering them down.
You know what, bitch, is over. It pops in the periphery.
What? Amen. Amen, it's over.
But I would wait, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody
I'm
going to
lose either
somebody
way.
Said, don't come to your funeral. She'll break up with you. Problem solved.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Nice. Mm.
Fast. But I like Pops, man. I'm showing it.
Yeah.
Because you still want to pay your respects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Compartmentalization.
I'm praying from home. It's over.
You're not even.
It's over.
What if you had a note ready, though? So you had the note, and you was like, hey, I got something. My dad just died.
And then you put it in. What was the note you had? What was that?
What was that?
What was that you just put? Did you was about to hand me something?
No.
Yeah, it can wait.
You sure? Give me the goddamn note.
Give me the note. I need to take my mind off this.
You got to sit there the whole time.
I need to take my mind off this. Give me the note.
What's the face you make as she's reading it? So she opens it up, full tears. Full tears.
Dear.
To whom it may concern.
You gotta slowly start moonwalking back.
The last few years
wait,
I've been
to whom it may concern.
Yeah,
you downloaded this letter off the internet?
To whom an AI did it.
You just kind of taper it back.
It's over.
Homer Simpson.
That's a
walk
tough.
Back to the car.
That's a tough scenario, man. I'm sure it's happened somewhere
absolutely.
In life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this couple's still together because they...
And what if she just keep prolonging like things like, it was true, my dad died. I lost my goddamn job.
Right. Like, what you found it on?
This is the worst year.
I'm like, I had enough.
The dog ran away.
You hated that job. I hate you. We've been over.
We've been
not
over.
Not going to keep doing it.
We've been over.
Lost my dad. I lost my job.
Lost my man.
I got to get surgery.
Yeah. I have a cyst in my stomach, please.
Cysts are easy. I have one removed right here. Got one of my balls right now. We're done. We're done.
Oh, my God.
That's tough, though.
What if you tried to manipulate it? Like, she's like, I lost my dad. I lost my job. I was like, the stress of this is just too much for me. I need a break.
I need time to heal.
I need time.
My own time to process.
Because of you. I don't like to hear the stress.
I need time. And it's like, we've been falling apart. Like, it's too much. It's straining on our relationship.
I need my own time to process.
Because then she has something to blame. Like, it was just a bad time. Like, it was just
because
a bad time.
Because of my dad's death, he broke up with me. What?
No. It's because she lost her job. No, I mean, no, wait.
Man.
Woo!
Because she's a burden now. I mean, oh, no. Damn.
You got to find just something nice to do then.
What if she comes back a month later and it's like, the reason why I was so stressed because I'm pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Oh. That's a different.
Yeah.
We got to do an ad.
That's what you're telling me. I gotta reach in for this donut.
We do got to do an ad. We got to do a HelloFresh. Well, that would solve, honestly, all of that. Let's just go eat. Nobody's sad anymore when you eat.
Yeah. What if you broke up with her, but you left her so much HelloFresh?
Oh, she pumped. I'd be like, for your trouble.
I don't want you to worry about, you know, cooking something off your plate.
I know there's too much on your plate right now, so here's some pre-made meals.
Yeah.
You know, with ingredients that come in.
Yeah.
Farm fresh.
And that's what HelloFresh. Get you farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered at your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's number one meal kit in America. Ooh. I love HelloFresh. We all use it. Mm-hmm. We all like it. I like how once you get, you know, you start using it a lot, you can add your own little ingredients. Mm-hmm. Take some stuff out. Some stuff they put in there, I don't want
oregano in here.
I don't need it. You know. Oregano. Then sometimes I save certain seasonings and use it on something else. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want Tex-Mex more than one time.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I like that seasoning. Okay. The little Tex-Mex. I was just in Phoenix. That's why. So I had a lot of Tex-Mex stuff.
Well, Tex-Mex. I was in Phoenix. I'm more pizza than human right now. Yeah. So I feel you.
All right. Cool. Oh yeah, because you was just guy. Anyways. So when it comes to opinions, honestly, there's more and more. That's why HelloFresh menu includes 40 receipts and 100 add-on items. Sheesh! Dang. To choose from every week. A busy fall schedule doesn't always leave you time to spare. And with HelloFresh, you don't need to spend an evening in the cooking, taking all kind of time. You got to move. Mm-hmm. It has the results on there to tell you how much prep time is on there, how much time it takes to cook. You can knock it out. Real easy. Go to HelloFresh.com/50issues.
50 issues.
Use the code 50issues for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months.
Damn, 50%.
Yeah.
And then 15
in the next
2 months.
So go to HelloFresh.com/50issues. 50 issues and use the code 50issues. The number 50. Not spelled out. For 50% off plus 15% off for the next 2 months.
Thank you, Amir, for having that single.
It makes college shopping for your kid a lot easier.
That single
easier.
Shot on him.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Groceries up. Yeah. It's just like, hey, everything.
I'll send you some HelloFresh. Get to work.
Right. It is. That's a good...
Because you don't have to get all the little items and the size. Like, everything's there.
Make sure you cook this before it go bad.
That's fire.
And it's good, bro. You're not going to be
good.
Like...
It's good. It's a good time. How's that donut,
dude? It wasn't on me. It's gone. What? No.
You finished?
Amir had a single shot. It wasn't on me at all. They don't know I was eating a donut.
They ain't even no crumbs on
you
his fingers.
The joint? No. He just did it. No.
Did he really finish it? What's happening?
No, it's not, man. It was a single shot.
He still got donuts.
It was
done.
A single shot.
He tried to eat it.
It's still on his
why are you advertising donuts on doing HelloFresh, man? Come on, man. You gotta push the sponsorship, man. You gotta have a single shot on Kia.
The sugar on his thumb.
They weren't supposed to see me eating donuts, man.
The sugar on his
I'm on a diet. My trainer's in this street, man. My kids follow me. Don't do me like this, man. Table flip.
Would you really have to be out there, cousin?
I was. You want me to call somebody?
Where's your silver outfit?
Huh?
No.
Did you wear silver? Did
you? Who'd you go with?
I was the last minute invite. Okay?
Who'd you
if I
go
tell
with?
You Patrick Swayze, you'd be like, okay.
Well, he's dead. He's dead.
Damn it. I could have said Thomas. Patrick Thomas. You'd be like,
who is that?
Patrick Thomas.
That's exactly. It wouldn't matter who. If I say a name,
I'm just trying to see, because if it's the daughter, then we could.
No, but my daughter's in Grambling.
You have another one, though.
Yeah. Right.
You have two of them.
So who'd you go with?
Why does this matter?
Did you really go?
I 100% did.
You went Beyonce?
100% did.
What section were you in?
I don't know. I was the...
You don't have the ticket?
Bleep, bleep.
Now it's still on your phone.
No, they were doing it.
Who brought her out to sing her happy birthday?
You got it.
I went Friday.
Oh.
See?
You got a secret love over here? That's what this sounds like to me.
You went with another dude?
Secret lovers.
No, because the ticket that I got, I don't want the person to be like, oh, they brought him on my replacement ticket.
You don't want to make
did you really
jealous.
Go?
I 100% did. Ask me Friday questions.
What'd you do Friday?
You're right.
Friday.
I say something else. I went to the 50 Cent concert. I can say, hey, what do we do Friday night? I can call the person.
All right, call somebody.
She can be like, first we went to Beyonce concert, and then...
Cue it up. We got to do this with Dion.
I threw that ass.
Don't text him first.
Nah.
I'm calling right now.
No heads up text.
See, I think you told him before you came in here.
Probably, because he's that.
Yeah.
He's at the end of his life.
Oh, oh, oh. Shit. I got nervous.
You can put it on speakerphone.
No, I got to say, hey, I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
All right.
Yeah, you got to get that warning.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fair.
That's your goddamn
get your hand out of my pocket.
So I stole all the money from Bank of America.
So we all don't believe him, right?
I believe him.
I don't believe him.
I believe Lack.
They're not answering either, are they? Surprisingly.
Oh.
Oh?
Yeah. No, voicemail.
Mm. Of course.
I do. I say, call me when you can.
I think he's.
So you going to put in there. You going to put in there. Tell him we went to Beyonce. Right. Yeah. Make sure Craig can see it.
Call me. Mm-hmm. When you
secret
code word silver,
silver back.
Code word silver,
duct tape, duct tape.
Project what silver was on.
Huh?
Would you text?
Call me when you can.
Craig verify. Craig verify.
Take his phone. What is this about me and Beyonce, yo?
Did you put an accent on any of those letters?
That's what? A giveaway. No. That's code.
Is it a random accent?
We have a great bond if that's the same. If I call.
What song was your favorite performance of hers?
I really enjoy how she.
What song?
She has a lot of songs.
I know. Which was your favorite? Favorite
of the night? My absolute favorite song, Countdown, was not in the concert.
I said,
how about
in
that?
The concert, which was your favorite song?
I love Formation. Okay. When I hear that, that little opening little sound, everybody go nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Nuts.
No, the Formation song. Okay, ladies, hear the little clink, clink. Y'all can't make the noise.
Sure.
Yeah,
you got Formation. Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Black Parade.
I just said one. One was good enough. Formation.
Yeah. I mean, now this part he could be lying about, and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
Song, can y'all see his location? Come on, man. Y'all leave me all alone, man.
Oh, no, man. You got to prove it.
Yeah. So,
the location
let's talk about.
How do you see the location history? Put us on to something.
Somebody say, oh, Dion, I don't want to be my legacy. I'd rather be the freaky, creepy dog guy. I don't want to be the lion.
The liar?
Yeah. They used to call me creepy. What they call it? Freaky Dion?
Because I don't think you would keep the lie going this long, but you might.
No, man.
Right.
No.
You should. Here's the thing, though.
I'm not 100%.
But here's the thing. If Dion lies now, you can never, nothing he ever says.
Henceforth.
Right.
Everything is all this truth right now.
So, Chaz, I do like flub up stories a lot.
Yeah. You lie.
Oh, yeah, you be fumbling
right,
in that.
Right. I do combine stories, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. they sound like lies.
Mm-hmm.
Chaz would say, call the person. And I've called numerous times.
We've done it several times.
Right, yeah. On our podcast. So I confirm.
Which are great. Turning the great.
The fumbles is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one.
Yeah.
But then that's when I go like, oh, I believe him here. I've done this a lot.
Yeah. Has he ever lied to you long term?
Not a lie, but Dion would either embellish a story, mm-hmm. right? Or like you said.
On accident or on purpose?
It's the part of performing storytelling. So, uh-huh. But he'll be in here and then da-da-da-da-da-da.
And
Chad
would be like, truth, he'd be like, that ain't
happening. Right. He'd be like, Dion, you really did X,
Why?
Y, Z.
Hmm? Why?
That's a problem.
Well,
it's a problem.
Like since childhood?
I'm just a great storyteller.
It works, but though.
I sound like I'm being cocky, but I enjoy making the story.
You got great stories, and yeah. it works for entertainment.
Yeah.
Right. So right. when we do an entertainment podcast, right? When Dion's, I say I'm not gonna be like, you lying now, unless it's going to make it funnier.
Right, right.
To yeah. call, like if the call out is not gonna make it funnier, then I'm just.
I
being,
hate that it bleeds into my reality. And like I'm talking one on one to my daughter. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm flubbing a story to avoid her having sex. I told her I had all the STDs in high school. I had to like scare her.
That's a good lie.
Did it work?
And you're still here.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. It's like, but never.
They're taking a poll right now to see if you're lying.
You call one?
Or not.
What'd you get?
A call of
man.
One.
Come on, man.
Are we all going to share sex stories? We all going to share STD stories?
I never had one.
Not yet.
Nigga, stop! I hate y'all.
I said not yet.
None of y'all had an STD.
I'm not like, yeah, I could have easily, but I didn't. I got lucky.
I've never had one.
I'm not being cocky at all. I'm humble, though.
Make me the freak.
Thank you.
Make me the freak. Huh? Y'all gonna do this to me?
I always say STD 85.
I was wondering which one you had.
Kev!
Chlamydia?
No! Kev! Y'all gonna do this to me?
You had the claps.
That's the easy one.
No, I had gonorrhea.
Ooh, what's that one?
Come on, man, the face.
That's the burn.
Yes, yeah. And the funny thing is,
don't they all burn?
The funny thing
is, I don't think so. That was permanent, ain't it?
Syphilis.
Syphilis. Is that the King's disease? Which one's the King's disease?
That's
gout.
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 Yeah.
Oh, that was
the funny thing is, I got it on
Valentine's Day.
Is that the one old dirty bastard had?
At the Beyonce castle?
See, now here's where you go. Is this story going to be true or not?
I think it's going to be true. I don't think you would lie about this here.
Lost my virginity.
Uh-huh. Oh, did they?
No, no, no. Oh, okay. I knew you going to say that. Lost my virginity to this particular girl. Mm-hmm.
That's the gonorrhea effect.
And then had sex with other people, and I hooked back up with her. Like, hey, let me show you the moves I did. I learned from these other girls. And I went back on her, thinking that we could still do the same thing raw as a child.
Yeah.
I mean, and then.
So you was just going raw that whole time?
You got it from the first girl.
Not the first time.
But the re-up.
The second time you got it from her.
Oh, so she was doing stuff as well.
When the girl I lost my virginity to, we did everything as a trial period. I heard about this.
Yeah.
I heard about this. We can go over. You can bend over this way. Yeah. You can be on top. So we was in all
the action figures.
Yeah. And she was like my neighborhood friend. So it wasn't like love.
Too? Right.
Yeah, she was a virgin. We took our virginity together.
So then when you came back, she had lived life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot. And I thought we can kind of like, yeah, we got to wear condoms, man. Yeah. We know this routine. And then I was like, oh.
How fast did it kick in?
I was so oblivious to STDs, man. I had it for like a good 3 weeks. 16 years old.
I don't know how.
And did you feel the effect?
Yeah.
Wait, you came back at 16? So you was fucking since younger than 16, and then you came back at 16?
Whore. Okay. No judgment.
You whore.
Oh, my bad.
Hey,
my
bad. Judge me.
You dirty whore.
Judge me, man. I lost my virginity at 12.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So y'all was doing this at 12?
100%.
And you caught something at 16?
No. You wasn't ready.
No, I did not catch it at 12. I caught it at 16.
I know, and you caught something by 16?
All right. I don't.
Call her.
No judgment.
Call her right now.
I'm not judging his actions. I'm judging if it's true.
Call her right now, man.
I'm thinking it's true.
Remember that time?
I think the STD is true.
Sounds like you had
game. I'm thinking he's fumbling the ages.
All right.
No, I lost
my virginity in between 7th and 8th grade.
So that's 13. That's 13, 14.
So it might not have been 12.
Nah, 12 is like 6th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends.
7th, 8th grade, man. 7th grade is 12, 13.
March 5th,
yeah. Yeah, it depends.
Is
it
the I was 13 as a freshman, so. Yeah.
13.
And what's wild is she's now dead.
Oh,
so I can't even call her.
Wait, by a disease?
Convenient, like
car hit type of deal.
No.
Okay.
Just check. Because now I'm thinking, like, I don't even know how I can confirm the story.
I hope you went and call her and ask her that.
Oh, we believe you caught something.
I mean, I would not keep lying to prove that I'm not lying in the lying story.
Well, you did just eliminate everybody else that could confirm the story.
DM put hits on her.
Like, and the thing is, here's the thing. I could call my mom, but she's dead.
No.
Because I had to go to her to say something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I tried to like, what is happening to my body?
Right.
My father wasn't like the person I can go to get, because he wasn't that really like a parent to me.
Yeah.
I was like, something wrong, mom. I need to go to the doctor.
What symptoms did you experience?
Like, it was just kind of like leaking every like.
Discharge?
Yeah, 10 hours or something like that. It was like, and you wake up like, why is my drawers crusty?
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to burn. You just had discharge.
No, it was just discharge.
But it didn't hurt when you pee?
Yeah, dick pink eye.
It didn't get to that point. Yeah. It didn't hurt.
So then they took you in, and then they gave you medication.
Doctor Ogletree.
Is waking up.
That was his name.
That's Dr. like a lie, man.
The dude from the Parkers.
That's Ogletree.
Oh.
Ogletree. He hit me up and said, your son has gonorrhea. She said. And that was the time she found out that I was having sex.
Of course.
What'd you do?
And she's like, which one of these little whores you've been fucking?
She said it like that?
And then Dr. Ogletree said, hey, this thing's happening. She's like, no!
She said this at the doctor's office?
Because they were friends. They went to high school together. So she was like, I don't give a damn.
She was comfortable.
Fucking. Her hair was like. I said, "Mom, mom." And then she just pointed to one girl. Like, it was her, wasn't it? It was her, wasn't it? I was like, no.
It was a girl.
It was a girl there.
And when it wasn't her.
No.
It wasn't
was she
her.
In the doctor's office?
Oh. No, she just pointed. I was going to say
y'all
the name.
Got back to the community.
No. She was going
like...
to say, I was going to say a name, but I'm not going to say
the
name.
Oh, okay, okay. Got
it was her, wasn't it? I was like, no, it was her. She always went through at the house.
She was
she's
wrong.
Always, huh? She's 100% wrong.
Okay.
100% wrong. Because at the time, I wasn't talking to... my
oh,
neighbor,
gotcha.
Yeah. So she didn't even associate us together like that.
Ghana right. girl,
yeah, Ghana girl, yeah. And then, at like a month after that, she's Dion, I am so sorry. I just found out myself. My boyfriend, he did blah blah blah, and I just ignored the calls. Like,
are you sure you didn't give it to her and she gave it to
no,
her boyfriend?
Man, no, the thing is, I was wearing
them
in between. I was always wearing condoms.
You came back,
and I went back to her because we never had
that
condoms during
raw
that time.
Love.
So you wanted to go back to the
I
magic.
Did.
You didn't think how that science worked, did you? You're like, we're immune, right, with each other? We have each other's virginity. We can't get each other STDs. Nah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Did they have to? I Great remember story. We used to hear horror stories about how they would
the
heal you. Did they have to beat it with a mallet?
No. No,
what?
So.
Yeah,
so,
they used to tell
okay,
us that.
Here we go.
They got to beat it out
here's
of
my,
there.
Here's my plan.
Oh, what? I already heard that. Oh, yeah. They were trying to scare the shit out of
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's
Beyonce confirmation.
Call.
Oh. Okay, all right. Hold tight.
Hey. You are on speakerphone on a podcast. Okay?
I agree, Styler. It is a funny word.
I am not going to coach you on anything, okay?
It sounds like you're coaching.
Leading the witness.
Where were we Friday night?
At the Beyonce concert?
Oh. No! That sounds like a question.
She said, Beyonce concert? Is that the right answer?
And you want me to send you one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Send the pictures. Right. Send the pictures with y'all in them.
Okay.
In the background of the crowd.
Is Dion in the picture?
Did you have silver on?
I did.
Did Dion?
Okay, we need the pictures.
Is Dion in the picture?
I have a picture of Dion by himself.
Oh.
At the concert.
At the concert? At the concert?
Yes.
With okay. the background okay. in there?
Dressed like a baked potato.
Is Beyonce in the background of Dion's picture?
Look at it. Let me tell you right now.
She about to Photoshop real
quick.
Get
to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Dude.
This is your fault, though.
Yes, I know.
It's your
know,
fault.
I know.
I would have trust.
I believe you, buddy. I believe you.
I believe you.
Chaz was hanging in there for you. Though.
I believe you, buddy.
I wasn't.
I just know Dion's lying. Look, he's an embellisher, but not just a peer out.
When he gets in the like, he's not just like a man, dog. Yesterday,
pure. Everybody can't say pure.
No, it's
pure.
Hard. It's a tough
pure.
One.
Pure.
He said pure.
That's pure.
Pure.
Am I saying it right?
It's yeah, like
you did. You did. Yeah. But I think naturally you say pure.
Pure.
Like peer pressure.
Pure.
My peers.
I can't say dial.
What's that?
Dial. Like dial.
Doll
like
or damn. Dial?
Like dial?
Like dial?
Like a doll. Like a dial.
Doll.
Wait, what? A doll
it's
or
right.
a
Barbie
dial?
Dial.
A like Barbie doll.
Oh.
Barbie
doll.
Oh. A Barbie dial?
Dial.
Damn.
that one day I was like, yeah, man, you know, it's like a dial. And I was like, a what? A dial. A what?
Yeah.
Like, man.
You can confuse somebody with that.
But you
dial.
Can say all, right?
All.
Like all of us?
All.
So just that with a D.
Doll.
False.
But I would say all with like a W.
Fall. What about fall?
But all y'all. Right? It'd be like that. But I'm saying you can say like all.
And just put
yeah, but it would
front.
Sound
like.
You can say like, fall, right?
Yeah, I can say fall. But it also,
so like,
it's going
to
be more of a W than an L. I'm not going to say fall, but I'm going to say fall.
Yeah, but that's, doll. I mean, people doll. Can still get.
That looks right.
Doll. Doll.
Doll.
Doll.
Doll.
Doll. Doll. Doll.
You don't even have to get an L extra.
No, you don't.
You got the proof.
Oh, you got the proof? All
right. There it is.
All right.
That look like
okay.
a football game.
That
bro.
Could be a
it's a Raider game. Like, by
the football season
what if we saw jerseys in the back?
That's a Raiders game, man.
You can check the
Deion's our fan again. My dad died.
You just scroll up and see stuff. The location, right?
If you bring it up with you.
The time.
I need
the time. Yeah.
I lost my job.
I lost my job.
What?
I had a field goal in the background.
You really went to the concert.
All right.
Yes, man.
Never doubted.
Yeah.
I never doubted you for a second.
Yeah, man.
I apologize.
That was the last minute installment. I was like, oh, yeah, I go.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I would go if it was free.
Somebody 100%. Invited me last minute. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
I'll go if it was free.
It was incredible.
I'd be
expensive as hell, too.
Man, I was trying to ask people on Instagram how much y'all pay. It was some affordable prices.
If you wait last minute, then some of them show up.
Some
but
people
that
like
was
one something, two something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not bad.
My boy said, Doc Brown, he said the two of them was $2,600.
Yeah, they must have had a real good.
They probably had real good seats.
I put my money on you, Dion. Or near the, they were like up, I think, a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah. I figured they had to be good for their price.
Yeah, he probably got them a long time ago.
Yeah.
If I would have bet on Dion, I would have won right now. Oh. You know what I'm saying? If we had a DraftKings in here on who's lying, I'd have came up on Dion Lack telling the truth, man. You're the truth in the booth, Lack. Can you believe we've had 7 months without an NFL game? I'm so hyped for football, except we played the Chiefs Thursday. So I'm not as hyped, but I want to see where it's good to see where you are with the champs.
Y'all gonna win.
I feel like we'll do well.
Yeah, y'all gonna win.
I need to be like, all right, guys, we look good. That's
I tried to get Mahomes in fantasy football.
He gonna first pick. Quick. Yeah, he gonna go for
him last.
Who'd you get?
My first, I got a what's his name? Allen.
Okay.
Yeah,
he gonna put up points. He gonna throw some picks too, though. Yeah, he gonna do that. Well, good thing it's over. NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for 1 week. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. That's dope. You get $200 when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings hooking everyone up with the game with game day greatness. Thank you. All customers can take advantage. I thank them. All customers can take advantage of 2 new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you get. Download now and use code ISSUES to sign up. Issues. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. That's code ISSUES only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours.
Man.
EA Sports.
This is the game.
Problem. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort, 20-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, ccdkng.co/football for eligibility. Terms and responsible game resources. Bonus best expires 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
Okay.
All right. That was pure.
Pure. I was thinking like Peoria. It was pure.
Peoria, Illinois.
It's pure pressure. Pure pressure.
Sean Livingston.
Pure pressure.
Two people I know from there.
Sean Lewis is from Peoria?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peoria.
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
I have a question for the ladies in the Chatsworth. I want to know, y'all can answer on behalf of yourself and then women. Do y'all care about wedding rings? Like, you see a dude on wedding, and you see a wedding ring. Do you think the average woman cares?
Be honest.
A wedding ring on a dude?
Yeah.
Or, can I add to it?
Light skin. Hush, B.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hoping that women would be honest. Do you find, because we hear this all the time, that a wedding ring will turn a woman on to a guy because they're attractive. More attracted to a guy who has a wedding ring. Is that a truth? Because I hear that more often than not.
Were they saying yes?
Yeah, like, would you still shoot your shot? Would you, you know?
No, but no, Keon asked if they cared.
Yeah.
Do they care? Yes.
Yes.
Well, I knew for them for them, they're going to say yes.
Asking, do they think women? In
yeah, because
care?
I know they're not gonna be. I don't see anybody being like, hell no, I don't give a damn. Like, I just don't see it.
Right.
So I'm just like, on behalf of women.
What if that was the reverse psychology? You put the ring on to get the attraction. You be like, then when they ask for the icebreaker, you be like, this is my mom's wedding ring when she died.
Because what a wedding ring does is it lowers their guard. Like, so
you're not
they
a
get
threat.
A little bit more comfortable around you because you got all right. He married. We just
so
chill.
It's not.
He's not gonna be
right.
Overly aggressive. I can have a regular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The guard is down.
Yeah, yeah.
And some women don't want the responsibility of a man. They'd rather take somebody else's.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, some women like that.
Say the question again. I'm confused. Just, okay, like, if y'all see a wedding ring on a dude,
are you?
Because Chaz asked, does that make him more or less attractive? And
two separate questions.
And yeah, and then I'm asking, you know, Chad, do y'all care at all? Are you still going to shoot your shot? Or are you absolutely like, oh, I'm out of here? Or like, basically, what do wedding rings do for y'all?
Are you asking them or women?
That's just women. Yeah, just women. Yeah, not y'all. Because I know y'all not going to tell the truth even if you did feel shitty.
Right? They'd be honest in there.
I mean, I'm saying we have good, we have some upstanding quality, ladies in our, yeah.
Women folk.
Yeah. So I'm asking on behalf of the streets.
Scantily clad.
Persnickety goddess said, for me, a ring is a no, but some women think it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There it is. Hmm. How long you been married?
I'm not.
But she taps out and never mind.
I just still with
wedding rings is on limit.
Out of respect for what we once had. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm respecting marriage. Yeah. You're still attractive, but no shot.
Are you rude? Are you rude if some woman comes up to you wearing your ring and she's like, "Hey, I just thought you'd be bitch. You see my ring?
Oh,
it's like the backup off me now.
Let me get a sentence off
you. Just you see what's happening over here
like that, man.
Get your ass out of here, you harlot." Get out of here.
That's how women want us to react to women.
Right, right.
Why you ain't cuss her out?
Yeah, yeah. Because
I didn't want to go to jail.
And men never get the opportunity to have like that opening woman flirting. Like it's very like, oh, you're flirting. Oh, so it's kind of like, let me kind of entertain just a little bit to get too uncomfortable.
Just feel good about yourself after that?
Oh, hey, yeah, this cologne is curved. I've worn it since high school.
But I got to curve you. But thank you, though.
I've worn it since high school.
Thank you, though.
I don't know. It's just something I'd be thinking about. Yeah, because people be like, do you think if you wore one, less people would bother you?
I'm about to put mine back on.
You can do the social experiment?
Let us know the difference, Dia.
Yeah.
I mean, you going to trust
Dia? And
Dion's,
shit, I think he'll do. Husbands wear rings.
Huh? I don't know. But and this is why I'm rings. This is what my take on it is that my take on it is that it wouldn't matter just based off things that people say verbally, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like cuz like so this past weekend I was out. I mean out in the this event. It's dope as fuck. So anyway, women whatever, right? But this one chick, she was like, take my number. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, take my number down so, you know, we can talk. And I'm like, nah. But I was like, but I got a show. When I come back, you know, I'm trying to promote. You know what I mean? I'm trying to work. And then I was like, just follow me on IG, yada, yada, yada. She was like, no, you need my number so you we can talk, blah, number. Blah. And she's hitting on me like heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I can't take that. She said, why? I was like, I have a family. She was like, I don't care nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just straight up. I was like, mm-hmm. She was like, what I got to do right now? You fly out in a couple hours, blah, blah, blah. So somebody was like, did you have a ring on? I'm like, well, clearly, that don't she don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just no, I'm saying, but I told her, like, I'm married with a family. And she was like, I don't care about none of
she's
that.
She's like, I am too. I am married with several families.
She's like, I don't care about none of that. So I'm like, what is so you wear this thing and there's gonna be those I don't care about none of that mm-hmm. people. So I'm like, mm-hmm. what is it really?
Yeah,
you know what's it gonna do?
They keep scent under it, so when you get home, hold on, you was doing something.
I think it's like a trophy for women. It's like, yeah, he claimed himself to being married, but took him down 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know
who they be bragging to?
I don't know. They got a little
other harlots.
Yeah.
They all have a little harlot.
Watching on TV like harlot convention. Here he is, girl. Here he is. I took him down too. Look at him talking about his wife is good.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say to start it?
What
did you say before that?
There he is on TV right there.
No, I mean, why? So in this scenario, they know the person?
As in, like, they have a crew of people watching you on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, here he is. I took him down, too.
Oh, so you're saying they hit on you because of...
Yeah, because they want because you're bragging about your wife and your family is good and all this stuff. Yeah. He's like,
I ruined that.
So not they, ruined it, but it's
so, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. In your scenario, they know you.
They have a cheeky another happy home.
So what if they didn't know you? Like, at all?
Yeah.
What's the reason?
Yeah.
Like, so, because I was telling people... I don't count, that goes for any entertainer or whatever. I don't count it if we just performed, if we just, because there's a different thing that comes with that.
Right.
I only count the walk in the streets or in the club, you have no idea I am, hit on. Those are the ones I'm like, oh, you're just hitting on me, just cuss, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the ring thing, like I think about it all the time, like, well, if I did it, you know, would that change anything? And then I have a situation like that, I'm like, I don't think it would.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody...
Thinking if Beyonce came with her ring, how would I... She was like hitting on me heavy. Would I still take it down?
But it is, but you know her, she though. Is, though.
You have to.
Yeah.
She you don't need her.
You gotta bring up that family, Craig.
I wouldn't. Nah, I'd be like,
that's too high profile.
I wouldn't even look around, look at her like that.
You wouldn't make a difference.
I feel like Jay-Z is always watching.
Oh, he's definitely always watching.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I wonder what does Beyonce do for fun? Like, can she? She can't do nothing. Like, I think about her life. Like, she has a schedule. I know, like 6 a.m. get up, work out.
Right.
Like, she has somebody that's like, let's go. We go. Yeah. We like, is all her food being delivered to her? She ain't going to like Waffle House. You know what I'm saying? She will shut like places down.
Especially
like,
especially when she's in tour mode. Right. I imagine it's super like structured.
Right. Well, she's like, man, I want to watch the Ninja Turtles movie. Like, yeah, we'll send it to you.
Well, it might she probably shuts everything down on her own when in tour mode. So probably now everything is just military.
Touring is probably the fun part for her, though.
I was going to say, the performing is probably the fun
part. Music, you could tell like she enjoys this
man,
shit.
Man, imagine, I'm certain when y'all doing comedy, it's like, hey, you need to do the same exact set for 6 months. Is that fine? You fine with that?
Like, no.
Don't switch it up. Because every single line that you say, light cues come.
But they don't do that on tour, though. They don't do the same show.
Even L.A., like, she added people to the
Because, like,
BT
was just telling us that. He said 50, he went to 50 in L.A. and Sacramento. He said it was two different shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's also why people go see people perform.
Why, twice?
Because you don't know what special guest is coming out.
Not even twice, just in general, what makes the performance cool. Because if it's the same, it's like, I could have just watched it. Like, when you go out there, it's something dynamic about the crowd and the energy that makes people be like, you know what, I'll go again.
Live entertainment.
Well, it's like that's what we tell people. You change the set list according to, like, oh, they fuck with me on
what
this.
I do like,
go,
she changed outfits every performance, not set. Like, so, like Atlanta, whole different outfit. Like,
LA, every city,
they got
she's
them
got
in the back. It's still going to be...
I think
she wears a different wardrobe every show.
Even the backup ground singers and stuff.
She changes outfits several times throughout the show.
But
those outfits had never been seen before. Like,
oh, wow.
So
she got a completely different wardrobe.
I hope there's black designers that's creating these outfits and they're promoting that designer is saying, we're going to wear it for this particular outfit.
Yeah.
So now they can say, I dressed Beyonce for this. So that'd be dope. Look.
She had a dress on in the... From what I saw on my timeline, it was like a hand covering one boob, and then another hand went down, covered the cooch a little bit. Yeah. But it looked like it was moving as she was moving.
Right.
Like, I was like, wait, what am I looking at here?
Because her clothes was the same
thing. It was crazy. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I want to know if women are comfortable in those bikinis. Like, bikini outfits that be wearing like in concerts and stuff. Like, their legs be out, but it just be like
they got so much protection down
there.
Right,
I'm thinking like,
but especially for somebody like Beyonce,
any performers, you like when you see like performers, they have like them pretty much draws.
It happens very young though, because when you see them like gymnastics.
Yeah.
But even when you see like dancers, like very young and like in you know, young ballet, young whatever, they're all in those. Like, that is like a thing.
It's just like second skin. They're
just,
probably at that
just
point.
Feels...
They get away with provocative outfits. I was just thinking, if I had some shorts with just a hand covering my piece, I'd get kicked out of everywhere.
Yeah.
Couldn't go to the pool with that.
That was my problems with her being in dance or like even with them gymnastics. Yeah. So I was like, nah.
Cheeks be out.
Cheeks be out.
They do. That's the fact.
You got for shorts on, dog. Like, we're not doing that. It's not restrictive, but.
Why don't they have like wrestling outfits, like with the little.
Those
are very revealing. But your cakes ain't out.
Women, though. Like, I don't want my daughter's butt showing.
Yeah,
like in gymnastics. But, like, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how, like, the wrestling.
Like,
suits,
why couldn't they wear shorts? Like,
right.
Little short, tiny
like,
shorts?
Like, really, really tight shorts.
That's why I put her in shorts.
I mean, but then it's the same argument every time. Like, no matter what you put them in, there's going to be this showing is this and that.
Yeah.
It's always going to be the same thing. So it's like, oh, I got tight shorts on. It was like, well, I can see the shape of your butt.
Yeah.
With some baggy
shorts. Your vagina most of the time now. He's like, nah, ain't dog.
But I mean, you can say that for wrestlers, UFC fighters, blah, blah. If you wear tight stuff, it is what it is.
Jump the John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
The baggy jeans shorts, the jorts.
I don't know if there's any, like, I don't know what the religion is, when they cover up the entire body, like the
Islam.
Islam. If there's a
Islam
gymnast.
Islamic gymnast.
That's what I was trying to say. Islamic.
Oh, okay. They had the hoopers.
He got stuck.
I thought you were just struggling with Islam.
They got some stuff for that. I'm pretty sure.
Like, how would they?
They had the hoopers.
Really that girl got it.
Even Nike made some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is it really really tight?
Most of the time, it's not necessarily that tight because it doesn't come off as easy as people think either.
Yeah, because like, what if they want to be swimmers too?
Well, then you seen swimmers with their caps.
They cover fully the body full
cap.
Because they cover the entire body.
But I'm sure
you can. There's some swimsuit stuff that you can. Yeah, wetsuit that you can get by with full body if they do that.
I think it's more restricting, right? When you
being that we talking about tight shorts.
Hello.
The grooming is key. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fellas, are you running into some stubble trouble? Are you dreaming of that clean-shaven look but hate going through the hassle of a wet shave every other day? I know you are. That's why we've partnered with Manscaped, the brand for below the waist. It's coming to save that beautiful face. Yes, sir, Manscaped now has the beard products and is going a step further with the launch of their brand new Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Mm-hmm. It's designed to give your face that smooth, chiseled finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Mm. Make sure you join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Head over to manscaped.com and use the code ISSUE for 20% off and free shipping. Mm-hmm. That's ISSUE at manscaped.com. For 20% off and free shipping, man. That's right up your alley, Craig. You got the beard. You got the full beard. You know what I'm saying?
You got the full
beard. Man, you got to do work.
Carpet to match.
Yeah, man. I want a full beard.
You got the shack below also. You know what I mean?
Man, the love below, we call
the
it.
The love below. Your face is the first thing people see when you walk through the door. Get them something to look at. Manscaped Handyman. For me, being able to shave up to 3 days growth without the mess of a traditional shaving is priceless. With the Handyman Skin Safe technology to help reduce nicks and cuts, you can finally feel confident when going through for that close shave. Mm. For wet or dry use, feel free to bring this anywhere and everywhere. The compact design and airplane friendliness make this the perfect travel tool for the on-the-go. And for the fellas with a little more scruff, Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit has everything you need to tame your mane. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. Plus free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code ISSUES. Hit the refresh button with the Handyman.
You gotta be a damn fool to get that, man.
Now you done. Let me get back.
I'm done now.
I really don't like that my legacy is becoming a liar now.
I mean, you brought this upon yourself, man.
I gotta get saved, man.
We start lying to Jesus now.
I gotta get saved.
I gotta get saved, man. This is not cool.
He's gonna try to dunk it. The water just gonna move.
What a water keep moving. Hey, let me ask you this: if you were about to get baptized and the person in front of you was homeless, and you smelled them, you'd be like, who is that? And you'd be like, oh, it's him. You'd be like, is it possible I can go in front of him? You'd be like,
this is a good DC question.
Yeah. Hey, would you do it?
And absolutely.
Follow the homeless. Absolutely.
No. We're going in alphabetical order. His name is Adam.
My soul is on the line. I need to. Do you want to? If I don't go first,
he's fresh off the street.
I'm leaving the church.
He needs it more than everybody.
He's going to be fully dressed up in there. Yeah.
Fully dressed. Trench coat.
In there like this. In the water.
He brought his own soap.
And it's not a pool. It's like a small jacuzzi, like this.
It's bubbling. They got it on.
The jacuzzi.
They got the heat on.
I got to go first. Or I'm just going to hell.
That's just it. And they were like, the line's already set for the certificates. No, you get my ass in front of me.
I got to go. I'm just on the side. Like, y'all know he got to go. Like y'all know.
Hey, this is not the time for this. It is God's children. Ooh. It's God's
just holy water,
fact.
Right?
That's a fact. And I guess I won't be one of them.
We're going down
because I have to go.
My last name is P, sir. You need to go 56 places back.
Oh, how about I go to 56th Street and find a new church? Because I can't.
I'm taking my offering elsewhere.
Yeah. I'll reach back in the offering plate, take my money out, and be like, I'll go where this is wanted.
You can't untie.
I'm out. I'm untied.
Tony, what you doing, man? You thinking?
He already in there.
No. He's first up.
No, okay. you know what it is, Tony.
They're singing, take me to the water, and they walking him
He's
up.
He's like this.
There's a line.
And they're like, wait for him to come. He's like, oh, I need this. He got the whole outfit on. He looks like the woman from Home Alone 2.
Bird lady. I'll come back next Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll get baptized in that.
You got to reschedule.
I'm going to get in there, man.
I'm rescheduling. Yeah.
You getting in there after?
I'm going to step out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Reschedule. It's all about faith in that. Yeah. I'm going to go, whatever's in there, God got me.
Yeah. You know,
God knows my heart. This sizzling? It's a cauldron now?
He get out of holding birds. He come out white like, oh, please.
He looked like Neo when he came out of the real Matrix. Just wet.
Just went naked and
I'm out, bro. I'm out.
His clothes just melted.
I can wait a month. I waited this long. I can wait a month.
I'll do a half dip. You ain't putting my face in there.
Not your face? You staying up though?
I'll do it.
Fight strong neck.
I'm not doing it.
You can't
get
him down.
I can't.
Because I feel like God is testing me in that moment.
Yeah.
Testing you for what?
Just whatever. Faith.
Let me ask you this, though. Here we go. We asked this a couple weeks ago when I was here. If you give a homeless person like $10, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Please give me a hug. Please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Give me a hug.
I'm hugging.
You hugging them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got your Sunday's best on?
I got hugged. That happened to me. I was in Kansas City, and I gave this lady 50. Oh. And she lost her shit on the 50. And I hugged her up.
All right.
Tight squeeze.
Wow.
As a matter of fact,
while I was on the phone.
Did you smell anything?
Was it uncomfortable?
Yeah, outfit's for you.
Well, that's a normal person, though. Because I don't care who you are, what day you are. You smell something, it's going to hit you.
Oh, so this person, the smell is...
Yeah.
Pee-soaked.
Excuse me, sir. Could you give me a dollar or something? You'd be like...
So it could get on
me. You smell it, you'd be like...
Who was the Big Daddy? When it was Steve Buscemi and Big Daddy.
So it could get on me after.
It's going to get on you.
Every it's definitely on you.
Rest of your day, you're going
to
smell like
you got to shower. You got to do all that.
And it's like the ones like this, like... Thank you so much. They scrubbing it on you. Thank you. This is you are a gift from God.
Oh, this is becoming sexual assault here, D.I.
Smacking their back.
The dust coming up.
I might throw up, but I...
Chipmunks coming out.
The smells be making my legs go. Yeah. I was like, I remember I was doing Meals on Wheels one time. I went into one house and it smelled terrible, man. I damn near threw the food in there and ran off. He was like, "Can you?" I was like, "Heck yeah." That traumatized me.
Yeah.
I'm doing the hug.
You doing the hug still?
That's going to give me something to talk about all day. Like, what the fuck? Why you smell like that?
Oh, I'm not going out all day.
You know, helping the homeless, you know.
Like, right after the hug, I'm like, I feel really good about myself. And then I'm going, they can have the outfit.
There you go.
And I'm going to shower naked. Butt ass naked down the street. They be like, you want something?
Question, man.
Then if you get back in your car, smell's going to be in that car. It's coming.
Yeah.
And you got a perfect hug. Dirt spot right there on your shirt, on your cream.
They might have needed on your that cream hug hoodie. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They might have needed that hug.
Yeah,
for sure. They needed
for the long runs. It's definitely helpful, but just know that your whole day has shifted.
I'll
be a little bit like
you can have
it, man.
This how I look at it. Honestly, if I'm gonna be if I don't throw up,
right? That's a little.
I don't. If they're in that position, I don't need anything I have on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so I'm like, all this can be washed.
Yeah.
I can take a shower. You know what I mean? I'm going to feel disgusting.
Yeah.
But also, like, good.
Right,
gross.
Right.
But I'm just like, I don't need this. These t-shirts, I can buy another. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
I just don't want to be smelling like that.
Yeah.
And you starting your day. Just
especially if I was on my way to a show.
No, on the way to the airport.
Oh.
I don't even have time to. You gonna be that dude
on the way to the airport? Now you on the airport late? Like, I said to Tony Baker on the plane.
Here's the thing,
what's up, Tony? Can I get this?
You
know what, though?
That changes everything.
Never mind.
That's when my reflex is gonna kick in. So I'm gonna be like, here's a 50. They go, like, I gotta move. Like, I gotta
give me that goddamn hook.
No, you know what? No, I'm still good. You said we're on the way to the airport,
mm-hmm.
so I have my bags.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I can change my clothes.
Okay.
I can change my clothes.
Yeah, the okay. other ones in
the other ones are gone. Tried. They're done. Yeah. Matter of fact, here, here's a, on top of the 50. This outfit yeah, yeah. is for you.
You know, once the smell's on you, you ain't gonna smell it. Other people.
Oh, I will.
That's why I said I'd rather be annoying than annoyed. Nah, so I just go.
You fly Southwest. Nobody wants to sit by you. It's open season.
You good, brother?
Dang, man.
Yeah.
That's I can change my clothes.
Hard hitting questions. Now your legacy is there. Like, yo, he's funny as hell online, but
he must
be. Never give a second chance to make a first impression. If you stink, I never forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if that's the first time.
Sky Club.
I would never forget it.
Oh.
Sky Club and change of clothes. You're fine.
Nah, that's if you got Sky Club.
I would watch
you. You got to be in the regular
I'll be in
bathroom.
Regular bathroom yeah, yeah. Scrubbing. I'm just, homeless, nigga. What you want?
Oh.
At that point, man, toilet water is better.
I'm going to laugh.
Hey, man, I hug the homeless man. They love me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to squeeze past. That's one of your jokes. People.
That's what you tell people?
I don't know if I can have that on my legs.
Damn.
I'm changing.
I've had some stink underarm before, yeah. and I just made the most of mm-hmm. it.
Well,
I sat next to people with my arms up. Just like, I'm just going
to. Oh, you was Big Must?
Yeah, just yeah. Rock with it.
I can't do it.
I'm a shell of my former self. I'm stanky.
If it's like 11 p.m., it's more.
I'm like, don't come over. Stay away from me.
It's more understandable if it's like 11 p.m., but like you like stink at like 6 a.m. Either you've been out all night,
yeah,
or you just woke up funky.
Funkified.
I can't go to sleep, and I can't go on my bed dirty.
Neither.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Neither.
I'm so tired, man. I'm going to sleep in the morning. I'm going to shower in the morning. Hell no.
I can go to sleep dirty.
Yeah, you can?
Mm-hmm. I've done it.
Yeah, if I'm tired.
If I'm dead tired, I'm not going
to get up wake
and
you
take
up.
A shower. Because the showers wake me up.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, I'm going to take the hell.
I would just lay on the couch.
I'll sleep on the couch.
See, I've done that. Like, come home from
I'll
a night.
Sleep in the gamer chair.
And then I don't get in the bed. I slept on the ground before, like on the floor. Just go to sleep.
You know what makes me itch is when you sweaty and you cutting grass and then the sweat and the grass like stick to your skin.
Oh, my God.
I hate that itch.
Oh.
It is itchy.
That's like you seeing like, and then imagine I just picture like getting into the bed like that, and you just like,
ooh, that's a different type.
And them little bugs in the grass,
the little green joints to be moving around.
Yo, y'all West Coast niggas don't know about the little
the grass
little,
cut,
the little spike balls,
the sticker bugs.
Yeah, man.
That sticks they sharper. Woo! They sharper in New Mexico than they are. In the Midwest.
Yeah, get on your
in
side.
In the Midwest.
Why wouldn't we know about that?
Because they not here.
Aren't they called foxtails?
Yeah. I haven't seen any in
no,
Cali.
You talking about the little sticky thing that gets stuck in your socks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they got
like that. Yes.
Because there's big ones and there's small ones.
Yeah.
I used to get the big ones.
I ain't never seen those.
I haven't seen none here.
I ain't seen light
bulbs. Isn't like tan color kind of thing? Yeah. I definitely, if you walk through, they're usually near like cactus.
Like when my kids come home from school, I'm like, how does, y'all have your shoes off?
Are they sharp?
And you got to pick them out? Yeah, you got to pick them out.
I ain't never seen them.
They sharp out west.
Yeah, yeah.
In Chicago, we used to just slap them off. It was like, they were flimsy, but they would always stick. You got sticker bugs on your socks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe on your socks.
Yeah,
we just created that name.
We did.
And it went viral. There was no internet. It was just
80s
like,
viral.
Keep tell these just the name. Tell
viral
it.
Back in the days.
Aren't they called foxtails or something?
Huh?
What do they call foxtails?
I don't know what they're really called.
I never heard of sticker bugs.
Like Daddy Long Legs is clearly not the name of Daddy Long Legs.
I saw one last night.
Wait, not
no!
A brown recluse?
It's a real name.
No. Daddy Long Legs are actually probably the most venomous.
That's really not their name?
No!
They're not even too small.
No!
Yeah, they just too small a threat to us.
Roly Polies? No!
That's not the name.
Water bugs? No!
No.
We created all these names.
No, you're lying.
Look them up!
They're called a harvest.
See?
A harvestman? What the hell? Yeah, that's what it's called. The Granddaddy Longleg Spider is a harvestman.
See?
No, man.
We just, and we went viral with them. We was like, tell people what the name is.
Roly Polies are called pill bugs.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, we created viral.
You thought that was good?
We could have just called them pill bugs.
The scientist was like, that is a roly poly.
Yeah, the lab coat song.
Nah, the scientific name is
I did not know that.
Roly Polies are a bug I am confident handling. With my bare hands.
They be cool, man.
I can pick them up, ball them up. There's no...
Water bugs or cockroaches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to flick them at each other. Roly Polies?
Oh, I thought you were going to say cockroaches.
See what lightning bugs is.
Roly Polies, yeah.
Lightning bugs.
He's like, psh.
Yeah, I miss them.
And then with the... How do we start Daddy Long Legs?
I miss them, man.
Yeah.
I never see them when I'm on the road either.
Lightning bug, yeah.
They're called cellar spiders. My mind is blown.
We created a viral.
Daddy Lonely. I mean, some of these insects. Names you got to know is mm-hmm. made up shit. Daddy
Lonely. I just never thought about it.
Roly Poly should be the one that you got to know. That's not an official name.
Daddy kids, Lonely, man. Though.
Spread the word.
Like, it was really scientific. Everything is arachne.
Right, right.
Daddy Lonely.
There ain't no women out here. It's only daddies. It's only Daddy Lonely.
Daddy Lonely. That's what you call me in the bedroom. You understand me?
It's got to be the same.
Daddy Lonely. On that bitch. You want the daddy long leg, you bitch.
Yo, if that's not the best sex thing,
daddy long leg.
Give me that daddy long leg.
I thought you never asked.
Because it's not legs, it's daddy long legs.
Legs.
That's one.
You bitch.
Give me that daddy long leg.
Give me that daddy long leg, you bitch.
Sure.
I've been waiting for this.
Is it the same with ladybug?
Oh, God.
That don't sound like a
that's
man.
That don't sound like a scientific.
Everybody got a scientific.
Yeah, for real.
There's a name, and then there's the scientific
name. Ladybugs, that's just it.
Ain't no other name for ladybug.
Boy.
They are aphids or something,
and the
right?
fly is just a fly.
That's trash.
Scientific name for a ladybug. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to be able to say this correct. Coccinellidae? What the fuck?
Is it one of them Latin ones?
Coccinellidae.
Oh, yeah.
Coccinellidae.
That's
the science. So scientific name is a little different than what?
It's always Latin.
Yeah.
But the mother ones still had, like, right away they had, you know, regular names.
Wait, Lady Bird, Lady Bug, Lady Beetle. What the fuck?
Lady Beetle.
Yeah. So the name is Lady Birds in the UK.
A lady bird, even though it's a bug.
UK.
It does fly.
It's a freak.
Fly is the trashiest name, dude.
Fly.
They just said, what is he? Ran out of steam.
Fly.
I just feel like it was early around. On. It had one of the earliest bugs.
I mean,
it felt like it was an early
OG.
Name. It was like, oh, right.
OG. This thing's flying.
Yeah, it's an OG name. I feel like they probably got one of the best.
It's not the only thing that flies, though.
It's not, but, they, right. but you, when you hear fly, you think, oh, are you talking about like we flying in the plane or are you talking about the bug? Like, that's. They
you know
got
what's
a, they
funny
got a good
about
name.
The fly? Because dragonflies have been here.
Yeah.
I think they predate flies.
Mm hmm.
And so you would think the dragonfly would be
the fly.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it was.
Fly,
they
wait,
was like,
around the dinosaur, they was calling the dinosaurs dragons. So dragonfly. Mm-hmm. It was around
the prehistoric makes sense.
It probably is the name based off the look.
Yeah, it looks like a dragon. I don't think
were dragonflies before flies?
Yeah.
Because all that shit comes from water. So.
I don't think so.
Flies did you see them in Jurassic Park from giant shit. Ones?
Dragonflies used to be huge.
They've been shitting forever, so I'm sure a fly has been around forever.
Yeah.
For maggot.
That makes sense.
Yeah, things dying.
So shit decomposing or whatever. But all that shit come from water. Some bacteria.
Like mosquitoes?
Yes.
That's crazy how everything came from water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate mosquitoes. Everything I hate fruit flies even more.
I hate
to be honest.
More than mosquitoes?
Man. Yes.
Fruit fly ain't trying to
fruit
suck your blood
in.
Fruit
flies are annoying because they're always in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you keep fruit in the
man,
the fruit,
it's like
so
as soon
this,
as you
this
get
is the
it.
Question I have with somebody because I only have when I have bananas, right?
Yeah,
or when like my apples get really old. But usually it's like bananas.
Bro.
Do they come out of the banana?
They have
yeah,
to.
They have to. They're living
the
on
part.
the top part of the skin. Yeah, the skin of the you got to
so
really clean them really good.
They're in the when the grocery store. That's where they kind of hub out. When you take them home.
You bring them in. That's what happened to me recently.
And then they're babies then? Are they like are they eggs?
The whole family. They're so small you don't see them. And then all of a sudden they just start going out. Now if you leave water, if they're sitting water, then they start breeding. And that's the part where they start expanding and shit.
That's how they come
out
of nowhere.
That's why you got to do the water vinegar.
Yeah. And you have to continuously clean out. Because I remember my roommate left some shit in the trash. He like some food in the trash. And we had some fruit flies.
Yeah,
and then they
multiplied
like fucking crazy. I was like, dog, I'm killing these bitches every day.
dog.
Apple cider vinegar be working.
Yeah,
you travel
them.
But the salt,
Wait, so what do you do with apple cider vinegar?
You just pour it in a cup and they just all, they just you'll come back and like they just be in there.
But you got to put soap in it.
I don't put no soap in there.
No, you can just vinegar. You can do that because vinegar or apple cider vinegar, you put it in a little thing. I was taught to do the saran wrap around it a little bit.
Right,
so they
can't come back out.
Yeah.
No, I just
but
leave it out.
Vinegar is basically palm olive fruits, like the soiled fruits. Oh,
okay, so it attracts them. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
Vinegar reminds them of like fruit that's been
okay,
for
okay,
a long
okay,
time.
Okay, 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 okay. It's like that rotten, not rotten, but what's the word?
Fermented.
Fermented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they be phased down in that mug too. I got a little thing. I got a little machine that's in the kitchen. It just attracts them, and they just be in there, and then they be at the bottom.
Dead. Oh, and they sink.
Yeah, it's like a little fan. It kind of sucks them in.
Oh.
I got it sitting on the counter.
Yeah, that many fruit flies?
It wasn't a lot, but they were showing up. I was like, hey, man, all right,
I've killed some that, like, I cut the light on or something, and then they'll start moving. But they so big, it'd be like, you live for so long, I'm going to kill you now. Like,
yeah, yo. They get slow. Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Them from flies. You ever, like, when flies be too big, I'm like, how old are they?
It'd be hella slow. There's been some times where it just be big-ass flies in my house. Right. Like, two of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They come out of nowhere.
They've been there for
it's
a minute.
Huge. Yeah. Red-eyed. I mean, like, where the hell you come from? Yeah. Oh, shit.
They get in I don't know how they get in. Bro.
Those are the ones you can kill with your hand, though, because they
so slow. They're so slow now. Out there. Eating good for days.
Just swat them out there, and then I step on them.
Because I still be trying to save them, though.
They only live for like a few days, right?
I do the screen.
Yeah, they don't never listen. Flies lifespan.
They don't never listen.
I do the screen.
Yeah, how much time you got,
I try to walk them out.
How much time you got?
It just depends on. So if I see a fly in the kitchen, I open the patio door. They usually try to go for the outside.
Hey, yo, fellas, the door's open. Let's go in.
So so I try to close the patio door and then just open the screen and they fly out. But sometimes if they put up too much resistance or if they upstairs, and I'll be like.
Some of them don't want to get out.
Some of them are just dumb. You're like, man, stop bumping up against the window. I just opened the screen.
They can't tell. They can't tell that it's.
Right.
Surface. It looked like outside, but I just can't seem to get over the hump.
The only thing I'd be trying to kill is spiders. Spiders are the only thing I really be like, all right, guys, like I'll try. I'll try. But for the most part, like if they doing too much, I was like, all right, I have to kill
you. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. In my house, any bug is getting it.
Yeah.
I'm talking Windex. I'm talking.
It's getting crazy.
And it's like, ugh.
That's the scary kill right
there.
No, I do it with my hands.
You Windex?
Really? I spray with everything. Lysol, anything.
Anything that sprays, I'm
drowned.
Air freshener, Febreze, oh my God. Every time. Because it's just a continuous, they get stuck.
You're drowning them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
And I like to see if they can move, too.
You watching them?
I'll put Ajax on. I'm like,
you sadistic.
Call them out of that. Dion put them in water, dump them back out. Yeah. Water boy. Yeah, you going to come back in?
Break them, nigga.
Break them,
nigga.
I'm
all
I thought you had some shit in here, man.
A fly comes up. Fuck your mother.
Because you're going to get that stubborn fly. You're going to get that stubborn fly.
Fuck you, man.
You go tell your friend. I ain't going to kill you.
You're crazy.
I'm going to lay eggs in your ass while you sleep. I'm going to cut your legs off so you can't land. Go.
I just seen that online, bro. Come on, bro.
Somebody cut the legs off a fly
so they can't land. So they just
That's sick, bro.
They just got a crash.
They just had a little thing and it was like, and you saw legs on the floor. I'm like, bro.
Wow. They got to fly forever until they probably tired.
You got to land.
You
think
they roll when they hit?
Man.
And it's like
crash landing.
Yeah, you can't even walk away. You just sitting there like this because you can't even, like, if I fly again. I'm gonna have to you
little bit at a time.
Pretty much.
Well, you got Key. I don't know. You gotta get a
First of all, shout out to Phoenix. Phoenix pulled up, set some new records for me. So thank y'all for coming out. This weekend I'm in Portland at Helium Comedy Club opening for Drew Lynch.
Hey,
Drew
Lynch. Bitch. September 21st to the 24th, I'm at the House of Comedy, headlining the House of Comedy in Minnesota. All right, so y'all get your tickets for that. The weekend after that, I am at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington. And the weekend after that, I'm in Dallas at the House of Comedy. So I'm coming everywhere, man. Get y'all tickets. KeonPoli.com for everything. Atlanta's coming up. Detroit's coming up. All them places. Get your tickets. And I think that is it. And thank y'all for Phoenix. There were people who came to my show on Phoenix that went and saw Miss Pat Thursday, dope. Y'all on Saturday, and me on Sunday.
Oh, they
was
up.
Pulling up. Was so Miss thank Pat y'all. At? She was at Stand Up Live.
Who?
Stand Up Live.
Oh, Stand Up Live. Okay.
So thank y'all who came and saw everybody and stuff like that. Detroit, I know I have faith in Detroit. Y'all gonna pull up because y'all been on my ass.
Detroit.
Other than that, thank y'all so much, and I'm out.
Dion Lack, where you at, man?
I'm nothing, man. I am in writing mode. I have two scripts to write.
Oh.
I write two features. But that's it, dude. DionLack. Follow me.
You still doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
I do it when
sick
I'm requested.
Writers,
I do it when I'm requested.
In and out.
Pull your chest.
Yeah, I don't. I 100%
I was just in Chicago
could
this
do a lot more stand up if I'm requesting to get on people's stages.
Yeah,
but I only do it when somebody say, "Hey, you know my show," and I do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving up on it though, but.
Sounds like you did.
Man, yeah, when the last time you been on stage?
Oh.
It's been a minute.
Oh. Man, when the last time you been on stage?
He was ready for Craig.
Yeah, I did it.
When the last time you been on stage?
Remember and, saying, Lean On Me?
Right? I'll say I'm a comic, man. I'll say I'm a comic.
What part?
I want to make sure Lena, when she's like, you don't take care of your responsibility.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Mr. Clark is giving everything to the community. He's not worried about you. You don't take care of your responsibility.
Oh! He tapered out like
that. Yeah, he did. He came in all proper. See what's really going on.
That was the wrong time for her to come for him.
Come on, man. You should have got him, lady.
Like, and the way she did,
you don't take care of your responsibility.
Oh! I love that movie, man.
Mr. Clark and Jim just chilling.
Yeah.
Man.
He was like, nah, he's not getting out of this. Yo, this is I don't know we wrap it up, but I can't imagine, dog, being that dude who you get someone pregnant in high school, right? And then you're a high schooler.
Yeah.
Right? So we need DC here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But to be like, yeah, man, you know, I'm going to go to college. What college you go? Everything he said he wants to do. Oh, now you're going to take care of them business?
Dreams.
Yeah, I'm going to go take care of, I'm going to go do my SAT. Oh, you got time to go to your SATs, but not change.
Instead of buying them books, you need to buy these diapers.
Yeah. And we never see him in the rest of the movie.
That he faded out. We never saw him again as an actor.
Well, that was nearly.
That nigga went to the roof and jumped because he smoked crack.
She told her he no longer existed after that.
That was Kid Ray, right?
No.
That wasn't Kid Ray?
No, Kid Ray was the Spanish.
Right. Oh, dude. Okay. I can't picture
this. It was this other dude. He was like a square kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a little box fade.
Sam's had a solid career.
Who?
Sam's. Sims? What was his name?
No,
you smoked crack.
No, he did
Steel?
Not.
You was, yeah.
Oh, he did Steel, yeah. And that was it.
No. He was in Fat Beach. He was in the...
Stop. That was it.
No,
I
see him.
Wayne's Brothers?
You still see him around.
Jermaine,
no, you still see him around. I still see him in some
Compared to the other student body.
Outside of homegirl.
We saw him a lot. Old girl that yelled at dude. We saw her a lot. Matter of fact, she was just in Dahmer.
Right.
We saw... What other kids was that? Because I'm just thinking about the kids. Because we definitely seen the faculty before.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Todd was in stuff, and Michael Beach is always working. Yeah.
Oh, Juice?
That's what said Steel.
Yeah, we said Steel.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Gotta get it right, buddy.
Yeah, my bad.
Yep, he's making Steel.
My bad.
Where you at, Craig?
Yeah.
Hey, Craig Wayne's on everything. Go to Mr. Toxic.shop, grab some stuff.
Mr. Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Chicago a ton of love. It's one of my favorite cities. I think it is my favorite city.
What did you eat?
I ate so much pizza. So then I went to Portillo's.
Okay.
Right? We did an Italian beef. Mad good.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
Smash that up.
Wet.
Yep. Did it
yeah,
wet.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay,
kill that. I went to, because I've already done the Giordano's, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Illuminati. So we went experiment. There was this dope spot called Professor Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like on a rooftop down in like Chicago. It was dope. We had a whole sky. It was dope. It was super dope. And then
deep dish?
No, that was like a thinner.
Yes.
I don't think it was necessarily a thin crust though.
Okay.
But it was a pan pizza.
Oh,
you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Murdered that. You know what? Beggars was fire.
Beggars is good.
Yeah. I wish that Beggars.
Beggars is good pizza.
Their deep dish. They had the best crust I've ever had on pizza.
A deep dish?
Yeah.
I haven't had deep dish from Beggars yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was dope. I just wish they seasoned their pizza more. Because had they had, just like a different. I did, what was it, Home Run in?
Yeah.
Okay, that was fire.
Yeah, they good.
And then I did another one.
Damn, you was on a pizza tour.
I was on a pizza tour, yeah.
You was a piece of shit.
piece of shit?
Yeah, piece of shit. And we did another one. Ronnie was like, come on, man, it's enough.
Ronnie was going with you.
Oh, Ronnie, man. Shout out to Ronnie Ray. Yeah. Ronnie, God, man. Ronnie let me stay with him.
That's what's up.
Took me around. We worked out in between. Yeah. Like, Ronnie, man. I met his mom. She,
okay.
They made, she cooked for Labor Day that had the greens and the ribs and like his brother Lomo. Man,
yeah, I was living it up.
I was like, I appreciate the hell out of the Ronnie Lawrence, man. Well, his name is Lawrence Galomo. Okay. And then, Miss Dunbar, I appreciate y'all. Ronnie's show was dope. Shantae's Lincoln shows were dope. The Lincoln Lodge. Den Theater was dope. They gave me a bunch of stuff.
What venue did Shantae do?
The Den Theater.
Oh, Den Theater. Okay.
Which was dope. You love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it hold in there?
Oh, great question. I don't know. I didn't ask those questions. I was doing merch and stuff.
Was it big, small, medium?
It was big. It was. I guess it's a medium big. What's big to you? Say, I don't know if it's big as San Jose. I don't think it's that
bigger
big.
Bigger than Laugh
Factory. San Jose is 500.
Yeah, so it's not that big.
Okay. So it's not, it's small, it's a small theater.
It's a small theater.
Once you get theater, I'll be like 1,200.
Yeah. No, 1,000. It's a small theater.
Oh, okay.
1,200. We at this weekend.
Huh?
Let me get my shout out. I got one more shout out. I got one more shout out. And then
Deion wrapping it up.
Right.
No, I'm just doing what he does to us.
Yeah. And then So Shy Chris came out, bought some merch. Appreciate you. He's always in the chat. So Shy Chris.
Oh, yeah.
He came out. Appreciate you, bro. And then Young Deuces, man.
Hey,
appreciate you, Young Deuces. Gave me the hat, the shirt. Young Deuces gave me something else. I appreciate you, bro.
That's what's up, man. Nice hat.
Yeah, man. What's the podcast y'all do, man?
You know, I gave you a shirt that you never wore.
Well, this one's an extra large.
Mine was an extra large as well.
Yours was not. It was tight on my nipples.
And I said, you don't have to wear this, bro. And you just said,
I'm gonna get into it.
I'm going to lose weight to be able to. I said, give it back to me so I give it to Tony. You said, no.
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna get into it.
Let me have my dreams, dog. Why you a dream crusher?
You on break?
So I may be in Albany this weekend. Shantae is doing Albany September 8th and September 9th. It was kind of last minute, so I got to figure out if I'm going to make it or not. But Shantae would definitely be there. I think I'll be there. But if not, I'll be in Baltimore September 22nd to the 24th at the Porch Comedy Club. And then I'll be in Kansas City with Shantae Wings October 13th to the 15th, man.
Yeah. You said, how was your motion sickness, Mo?
It was really bad. I was going to Chicago was really bad. I had it pretty bad, and because I fell asleep, woke up sick, knew it was going to happen. Didn't eat nothing though, so I didn't have any real problems. But I woke up, definitely got to be some kind of vertigo going on with that motion sickness. Got to be something. But
damn.
I mean, but coming back, I stayed up the whole time on a red eye, exhausted, but I did not get sick.
You're taking these donuts.
So it's definitely when I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
it's got to be
when I get dizzy spells. When I'm in it. If I close my eyes, it doesn't make it better. It's weird.
No, it gets worse.
So
for me.
What helps me that I discovered is to focus on something.
Yeah.
And so usually I love a table where it's just like I can just focus on the wood and just sit there and look at
Tony,
it.
Hey, Tony, hey, I'm a big fan of you. Look,
just, man, yeah, I'll be like,
give great, me a second. Dog. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Great.
Tony, hey, let's take a picture.
Take the picture of
your Because I got to look at the exit sign, and then the people, they're nice. They're like, oh, so what is it? Yeah, that's all great. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'll be like, I'm having a dizzy spell right now. My bad, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, man.
Me and my eyes
together. They taking a picture of you the whole time?
Mm-hmm. My eyes are moving.
they didn't Photoshop you with Mitch McCollum right next to him?
No, hilarious.
Oh, man, don't do it like that.
They killing him right now.
Am happy to announce that I got nothing coming
up. What?
Well, not until way later. I don't feel like talking about all that right now. But, yeah, nothing this weekend.
Nah,
I still got to shoot some stuff. But as far as the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, Tony Baker and Friends, of course, is September 25th. If you are in the L.A. area at Flappers Comedy Club, September 25th, Tony Baker and Friends. Ball Brothers, we going overseas next month.
Hey.
And then I'll be back on the road again to close out the year in November and December, and then... Next year, I'm taking off.
I'm going to the ball.
Taking
off
the whole year?
Man.
Yeah.
I'm just going a year off.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Be yep. there with them.
So
work so much that year.
You, Tony?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here locally, though. I'm going to be working locally. But yeah. But if you happen to be in Austin or Pittsburgh or San Francisco or Orlando, Tampa, you know what I'm saying? I'll pull up.
They push you on a movie night, bro. They said since you gone this weekend, movie night.
Movie night probably won't be this week because I got a lot going on this week because we got to shoot for Spectrum again. But next week, I'm chilling from yes, movie nights.
When
we
is chill,
we kicking it? We holding each other. We rubbing each other's booties.
When does Michael Jai White's movie?
Oh! Stay tuned for Outlaw Johnny Black in select theaters September 15th. So check your local areas to see where you can find Outlaw Johnny Black. Say we could promote that movie. They got like a voucher to where we can promote it during the strike. So stay tuned for that.
You doing a premiere?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a premiere going on or not. I got to double check.
You told me you don't promote movies unless you know you 100% in the movie.
I think I'm in there because we had a screening for it.
Oh, you
I'm
already
in
saw
there.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they do another cut since then because it was a while ago. It cut me right on out. I was like, God damn it.
You back.
And what I'm going to say to Mike?
You going to fight
I'm
him?
I'm going to just take it.
You going to send him a nice angry text? Dear Michael.
Damn it, Michael.
And but yeah, y'all. Chaz.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Check those out. And if you are in the Chatsworth, of course, it's going to be live. So stay tuned for that. And we appreciate y'all. We out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.